Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So yesterday we spoke about the fact that there's this push to extend our driver's license card. So right now it's 5 years, and apparently the global average is 8.5 years, and it ranges really between 8 and 10 years. We want to understand what this all means. Andrea van Heerden, Senior Legal Project Manager at Outer. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Howard. I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you so much for having us today.
So the fact that we've only got one working printer some of the time in order to print these darn things, and it takes you literally an entire morning to get a renewal, it just seems absurd that we need to go through this every 5 years, and it's only procedural. It's not as though they're testing our driving anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think something that the listeners should always remember is that your driver's license doesn't expire. It's only your driver's license card that expires.
Ah.
So unless a court specifically declares you an unfit driver or suspends or takes away your driving license, otherwise your driving license never expires. It's only the card. So it begs the question as to why should we renew it every 5 years?
And what was the reason? What is the rationale?
Well, I think the minister mentioned something about the rationale why every 5 years, because the card's lifespan itself only lasts 5 years, which in my opinion is absolute rubbish.
Come on.
Because I still have my first driver's
license. Well, I was just going to say, I'm heading up for my 5 years, and I've got the one from 5 years prior, and
exactly.
It's actually in no worse a condition.
Absolutely. So the reasoning from government as to why they're only, I don't think they know why we have to renew it every 5 years. It's just, I think it's just become part of the status quo. And until someone challenges it and asks the hard question, is there perhaps a financial motive behind it? What is the exact reason? And unfortunately, we haven't received any feedback as to why exactly we have to renew it every 5 years.
So what is likely to happen now, though?
Right, so Alpha has been trying to engage with the ministry, and specifically Minister Fikile Mbalula, for the past 2.5 years, raising this issue of validity extension of your driver's license card. And in March earlier this year, we presented research that we conducted with regards to international best practices. And as you mentioned in your intro, we found that out of a study of 35 countries, the average, and I mean, we evaluated all different types of countries. It's not just developed countries, but also developing countries in the rest of Africa. And the average is 8.5 years. So we just really started this hard push for the minister to go look at, for the minister to re-look at these issues and perhaps do the extension.
So they, and he seems to have agreed to it.
My apologies. Can you just repeat that question again?
He seems to have agreed to it and wants to implement an 8-year validity.
Yes, so that's what he said. Now, we don't 100% agree with his rationale. He said that he wants to present this proposal of extension to 8 years to cabinets first, and then only can he make a decision. Now, yes, we know that in terms of the National Road Traffic Act and the regulations, I think it's specifically regulation 108.5 of the National Road Traffic Act regulations. It says that the minister may publish regulations regarding the extensions of driver's license validity periods. Yes, he has to consult with cabinet, but he's not, he doesn't need cabinet to approve it first before he gazettes it. And interesting enough, in 2013, the former minister, De Pope Peters, actually published an amendment to the regulation extending the validity period to 10 years. But unfortunately, within 9 months, that regulation was retracted. So it's nothing new. It's not like we're trying to reinvent the wheel.
Sure, yeah.
This has been on government's table for many years now. The reasoning why they extended it and then retracted the extension is still moot. We don't know because they're not answering when we
right.
ask it.
So what would this mean if my driver's license expires in December, let's say, and this now comes in before that? Will they just apply the extra date, or is it from the new issued driver's licenses?
Oh, that's a we say that if you want to make a tattoo, if we just look back at when we were in COVID, with the COVID period, we had a lot of extensions of validity of driver's license cards.
Right, yes.
For a couple of months. And
yes,
that's exactly what law enforcement did. So, for instance, if the card had expired, but it was still in that grace period of validity, they just manually added it to it. But I have to mention this, that the minister also mentioned that the Department of Transport wants to introduce a new smart card. And according to the minister, they want to introduce this in 2024. So what we suspect would happen is that the new card will be implemented, and once the new card is implemented, the validity will automatically be 8 years. But until such time, if he then publishes the regulation extending the validity, you just add it on top of the expiry date.
Very, very interesting indeed. And just keep doing this work on behalf of all of us. We really need you guys out there. Andrea van der Heerden, who is a senior legal project manager at OutAge.